Today, authorities are on high alert with warnings that fires are likely to worsen in several states. In Victoria, extreme temperatures and the forecast gusty cool change means firefighters are facing challenging conditions. The state's Emergency Management Commissioner is Andrew Crisp.
What we're saying, basically across the east of the state, if you can get out, you should get out. You should definitely not be in the more remote, the forested parts of that part of our state. You should get out. This is real.
In New South Wales, authorities say temperatures will reach the low 40s in parts of the state today, with dangerous conditions in the southeast a particular worry, and fire crews' preparations will be put to the test. On South Australia's Kangaroo Island, where fires have torn through a third of the land, cooler temperatures and rain are giving residents something of a reprieve. State Duty Commander Yvette Dowling from the South Australian Country Fire Service says crews are exhausted.
Locally, obviously, it's devastating for them. It's their own environment. We have got lots of crews going in from the mainland, but it's the mental devastation, especially of the local firefighters over there.
Our reporter David Sparks has been meeting people preparing for the dangerous weather in Victoria's East Gippsland.
In East Gippsland, the air is hot and smoky today, and people have prepared for the worst. Sue-Ann Leeshan lives in Bruthen, north of Bairnsdale.
Yeah, I do get nervous. I have been through it a few times, like the first lot of fires started November 21st. We're quite well aware of what fire behaviour can do.
These fires have caused devastation near Bruthen, especially in neighbouring Sarsfield. After repeatedly getting ready for high-risk fire days, people are feeling exhausted, both physically and mentally. But Sue-Ann says complacency is simply not an option.
It's been very tiring and you've got to consider work, and we've got children as well, so you need to make sure that they're safe, and I would love to stay and just defend, do what I want to do, but I need to consider my girls, and they're my first and foremost, so I need to go to Bairnsdale, but this time round I'm going to stay home and try and protect the property.
Have you evacuated at any point this summer?
Yes, I did last week. We went into Bairnsdale.
Also worried about the fire risk around Bruthen today is Susan Smith.
We've got bags packed. We've got quite good at the evacuation thing. My husband has asthma, so we get out of the smoke when we can. We've evacuated three times now, and we're just waiting and seeing today.
The state's emergency services will be glad to hear residents taking this safety-first approach. They're desperately trying to keep communities on guard. Incident controller Brett Mitchell says fire crews and residents must remain vigilant today. He says Omeo, which was badly hit on Saturday, already has fire on its outskirts today.
We've certainly got active fire already up in the Omeo area around Kabungra, so we can expect those fires to move up around Omeo and Kabungra, that sort of area. There are some other activity areas that we need to be aware of, but we've got around 1,200 kilometres of fire edge that we need to monitor today. So basically, all communities need to be really alert today because fires could build very quickly. It only has to be a stump or a log or something like that burning in a little bit of unburnt area, and activity can increase really quickly.
There are multiple emergency level and watch and act fires in East Gippsland and northeast Victoria today. Susan Smith says she won't be taking any risks.
Yeah, I've got a new saying, if in doubt, get out. So that's the advice I give everybody.
Susan Smith from Bruthen in East Gippsland, ending David Sparks' report.